Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a ring to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, Memorial Day. Monday the, what is today? 28th, that's right. May 28th, 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I've got a very powerful show scheduled for today. Today, I want to talk about something that is extremely important, especially for the life management team, the life management system members. For everybody that's a part of the life management system, there is a design. That design allows you to shine. That is what a lot of the athletes call being in the zone. Everybody has their own God-given zone. We all have a particular space. That's what I call your zone. Everybody has space mastery, or should have space mastery. It is extremely important, my brothers, and extremely important, my sisters, Because your zone determines your tone. And what I find missing is a lot of us do not have that connection between our zone and our tone that gives us our stone. So back in the old days, you know, stones, everything was written on stone. Stone had a lot more worth and value than it does today. So stone is just another term, another phraseology that allows me to keep my rhythm and rhyme rolling. But you need to understand that that means results or what we call money or wealth. So your zone determines your tone. Your tone gives you your stone. Without overstanding that three-step process, zone, tone, stone, is very difficult. I try to say things in a way that connects with people to give them the ability to get immediate measurable results. Thankfully, by the grace and mercy of God, I've been able to do that in my own life, and now I want to assist you with doing that in your life. And what's extremely important is most people do not extend or have the ability to exceed or excel beyond the level of their master, their instructor, their teacher, their coworker, their friend. Now, pick one term that you like, whichever one floats your boat. If you like teacher, that's great. If you like friend, if you like brother, whatever term that you want to use when you are consulting or thinking about or talking about yours truly, terms and labels don't limit nor affect me. I'm beyond that space. And so today I need you to understand your space. Your label is just a term or a limit that somebody has shared with you. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement when we say zone, tone, stone. My brothers and sisters, zone. Everybody must be in the zone. Now, when I was an athlete, still am an athlete, when I go to the gym, I get into a particular zone. Now, there are a lot of things that help me get into my zone. And one of the biggest things that helps me to get into my zone is music. The power of music has the ability to lift us. Music has the ability to assist us. Our music has the ability to allow us to get into a particular, at least for me anyway, a particular zone. And in this ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you have a God-given responsibility to understand zone. Now, as an athlete, as a former athlete, and as somebody who still is, I still take my mindset that I had from my days of playing professional football, and I didn't make it to the professional ranks, but I played, man, a good 8 years in semi-pro and played in college and played on the Marine Corps team and different levels. And at each level, the preparation and the zone, the mindset to get into the zone was the same. Now, they have many camps or training camps in football. And in football, when you are in a mini camp, you're going there for a particular reason. You're going there to, you should already be in shape before you get to your mini camp. The purpose of the mini camp is to teach you how to get into your zone. Now, remember, these are three words that I would like for you to write down. Zone, tone, stone. Stone is the end result. That's everybody wants stones, whether it's diamond rings. We are creatures of stone. We like stones. Now, the reason why today's message is so important is there's something that is preventing you from getting your stones. Those stones could be wealth. Those stones could be health. Those stones could be wisdom. That stone could be a toe-curling relationship. But there's something or someone that is preventing you from getting your stones and collecting them. They're yours, but they're on a shelf. They're waiting for you to reverse engineer the process. Now, everybody has stones.
But in order to get the stones, you got to understand your tones. And in order to understand your tones, that's your frequencies, you got to understand your zone. So today I need you to understand something that is the most, or one of the most important things. You know, I've said focus, discipline, and order, which is the same thing as saying zone, tone, and stone. So this three-step process I've used all my life, going all the way back to when I was a little boy getting beat. And I knew that that wasn't right, so I focused on my stones. I got some discipline, and then I got some order. So I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, this three-step process, because right now, as I'm speaking to you, there are things inside of you, number one, that's the first place we have to address. There is a mental disposition that's inside of you that is preventing you from being you. Let me say that again. There is a mental disposition. Now, it's manifesting in the form of what you draw into your life. So I would like for everybody just to think about what's in your life. What people are in your life? Who comes to your house every day? Who hangs out with you? Who talks to you? Who calls you? Number one, look at the people. Then number two, look at the place. And then number three, look at the position. What's your position? What's your place? Not only of employment, but also residency. And then look at the people, please. It's extremely important. It's extremely important, my brothers, that you look at the three P's, because that's what's stopping you from getting your stones. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, there are people. I don't know who they are, but you know who they are. There is also places. I don't know what places you go to and what you do, but that's wasting your chi and your prana and your energy, but you know. And lastly, there is positions. I don't know what positions that you volunteer for or positions that somebody else voluntold you. You know how you get voluntold? Or if you're like me, you're volunteering to help something or someone or some place, but they can't help you back. Now, this is hard, brothers and sisters, because this is next level stuff right here. I'm going to the next level. I don't know about you. I want you to come with me. I'm praying to God that you come with me. But unfortunately, I can't make you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I can lead you to the door, but I can't open it for you. You have to make a conscious decision to walk through the door. And if you walk through, if you open that door, that means you got to leave or you got to close the door. In other words, you can't be so focused on where you came from that you can't see where you're going to. What does that mean? That means that everybody that's listening to me, there are people in your life that they don't want you to grow. Now, it's not bad. It's not everybody is not designed to be a professional football player like me. I didn't have the size. I had the speed. I really didn't have the speed, but I was close enough. Speed was good. Strength was good. But I just wasn't tall enough. I just didn't have the size. I had the heart. That's why it allowed me to play on the semi-pro level. I got offers to go play in Canada, but I didn't want to go to. I didn't want to play Canadian football. I wanted to play the NFL, but I wasn't cut. I couldn't get into that zone, so therefore I could not establish the tone that gave me the stone. Now let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because my zone, my tone, and my stone was not professional football. That's why I'm not playing professional football. I tried it. I wanted it, but it was not my God-given design. That wasn't my calling. Now, I'm just using sports because I like sports. It could be any other thing. It could be whatever you're doing right now is probably not your zone. That's the problem. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Whoever you are being right now is probably not who you should be being. The people that are around you, they're part of the people that should be around you. The place that you're at is part of the place you should be at. I'm not talking about physical, I'm talking about spiritual. It could be physical as well, but primarily spiritual. The position that you're in, I'm not talking about physical position, I'm talking about spiritual position. This is all mental. However, your job, your position in your job, that may not be the position that you're in. That preventing you from getting into your zone. See, the only way to set your tone is to get into your zone. Now, your tone, remember I did the show that the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. There are many people like me who you're talking, but there is no results. Now, right now, I'm getting immediate measurable results. When I speak, bam, shizness happens. And it's really interesting because now I realize I went down to visit a client of mine down near Orleans, down near New Orleans. And I thought about when I was there visiting my client, the environment, the tone, the frequency, the viceroy, the ruling disposition in that environment. It's similar to the ruling disposition where I'm from. See, where I'm from is right outside of Houston, because Houston keeps growing and it keeps gobbling up all of these little suburbs, and then they get annexed and so on and so forth. But I grew up in a town that was used to be a lot. When I was a kid, you had to drive to Houston. Now, shit, you can drive out your bike and you're in Houston. Katy in Houston is almost the same. But in the little town, there's a ruling disposition. There's a viceroy. And if you do not address that viceroy, he controls that zone. Now, I was a code enforcement officer, one of the many, I worked in all levels of law enforcement and corrections. One of the levels, one of the jobs I had, I really liked this job. It was code enforcement officer. As a code enforcement officer, I had a particular, just like when I was a cop, I had a particular jurisdiction. That was my zone. I only was certified and I only had jurisdiction in that zone. If I drove outside of that zone, as I found out, especially when I worked with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Native Americans, that was a reservation called Isleta. And when I drove onto the reservation, I lost all of my arresting powers. I was just a citizen. Even though I had a badge and I had a gun and I was in my police unit, I had no arresting authority. Why? I was outside of my zone. Right now, most of you, a lot of people there, you're outside of your zone. That's why you have no authority when you go up against the viceroy. Now, when I was visiting my client, I could sense the viceroy, that ruling disposition in that city. Like when I go home, there's a ruling disposition. Every female, not every, but most females where I'm from, they're all lesbians. Most of the men, especially black men, they're all drugged out or they're all in prison. And I sensed a similar vibe when I went to Louisiana this weekend. It was different, but it was similar. And then there was a vibe of the old school. That's this old school, good old boy network. Like, see, if you go to the wrong parts of Texas right now, today, go to Pasadena, go to Biter, go to some of these like small good old boy towns. You see what I'm saying? It's in the air. You can cut it with a knife. You can feel it in your you can feel it in your freaking bones. If you get caught in the wrong side of town at night, if you're black, it's not going to be good for you. You just know. That ruling disposition, they control the zone. You got to be in your zone to battle that zone. If you're not, you have no authority. Now, remember, this is extremely important. Your power comes from your position. That's your zone. It doesn't come from your person. Now, you're a good person, but you're in the wrong zone. Your power comes from your zone. What is your zone? Your zone is your diaconia. Now, what is your diaconia? Your diaconia is not a book. Now, I put all of your attributes inside of the book to help you resonate. But you cannot be dependent upon a book. You're like the Bible. The Bible is a great book. But when I go up against devils and demons, I have no Bible. Why? God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So inside of your heart, inside of your mind, you know. Now, what you know, you don't believe. How do I know? Because what I know, I didn't believe. Everything that I know now, I've always known. I just didn't believe it. The reason I didn't believe it, I didn't see it. The reason I didn't see it, because I was blinded. The reason that I was blinded is because I had no self-worth. The reason I had no self-worth and no value is because when I was a little kid, just like everybody else, and even maybe as an adult, bad shit has happened to me, and I believed the reality instead of God's mentality. So somebody says, hey, dog, you're a worthless piece of blank. And I believed reality, what they were saying and doing, versus my mentality. Because inside of my spirit, my spirit man was telling me something was wrong. See, your zone is your ruling disposition. That is a group of related thought that you did not, you was born with it. See, your zone is and establishes your tone, and your tone gives you your stone. No zone, no tone. No tone, no stone. So your zone, your Dear Kinnear report, is to help you see the traits and the attributes that's inside of you right now. See, zone, when you talk about elite athletes, musicians and actors and master teachers and preachers and reverends and doctors and bishops, people who get into the zone, what they do is they focus their mind for a certain period of time. For me, it doesn't take a lot of time. When I go to the gym, I do this as well. And then that focus allows me to flow. So flow takes you to the know. See, the flow happens in the moment when your feelings and your thoughts become the same. Somebody to write that down. The only reason you're not in your zone because your thoughts and your feelings are not the same. Now, this happens when I do my shows. This happens when I do one-on-ones. This happens to me all the day. I mean, all day. And the reason I know that I'm in the zone is time ceases. You guys know I say this all the time. I can start and then I look up in a whole hour and I feel like I just started the show or I just started the one-on-one. That means you're in the zone. You are in the zone when time ceases to exist. That's how you know you're in the zone. You ever hang out with some friends and you're having a good time and then, man, zoom. We all say it. Time flies when you're having fun. That's your zone. So whatever stops time, that's the only thing you should be doing. Now, think for a minute. Think. This is going to be difficult, but it's easy. It's only difficult because the enemy doesn't want you to see what I see. What activities do you engage in when time stops? When I was in New Orleans with my friend this weekend and my client this weekend, and we were talking, time flew by. It was like really late, and I was like, man. And, you know, we wanted to come back, but my wife had something going on today at the church, and they had this thing already planned, so we had to get back to San Antonio. But the time I spent in the time I spent in Louisiana, time flew by. The time I spent doing this, time flies by. The time I spend doing one-on-one, time flies by. That's how I know that's what I'm called to do. I'm in my zone. So I need to ask you a question. All you got to do is answer this one question for me today. Please. What activities do you engage in and time flies by? Whatever the answer to that question is, please write that down. So we can discuss it, especially if you're a life management member during our next one-on-one. What activities do you do that stop time? When you hang out with your family, this time just zoom, just flies by. When you go on vacation, you know how fast time flies when you're with a loved one on vacation? Because you're enjoying that person. You're enjoying that place. You're enjoying that position. You see, brothers and sisters, your zone is the place where your thoughts and your feelings are together. Time vanishes at that moment. You step out of, again, this temporary or this mortality, and you put on immortality. The moment, that's heaven. Heaven is eternity. Eternity is the place where time ceases to exist. So I go to heaven every day. I spend a lot of time in heaven. When I'm doing my shows and I'm doing my one-on-ones and I'm working on Dear Kinnear reports, time flies. You can step out of this prison and step into eternity anytime you want. Your zone is your throne. Let me say that again. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, Yahushua says that in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you so. You have a mansion. You have a throne. Your zone is your throne. Let me say that. I don't know if you got it. Everybody has one, but many of us never find it. We never find it. We live our entire life and we never find it, which is a travesty. So your zone is your throne. You are the king, the queen of your castle, your mansion. So let me make sure you understand. Zone is usually a place where only elite athletes go. But that's not true. Every individual that's listening to the sound of my voice, everybody is in the zone. You have the potential to you go in and out of the zone, especially when you're with someone that you love, especially when you're doing something that you love, especially when you're in a place that you love. Some people, they go to church and zoom, time goes by. Been in church for 3-4 hours and it seems like an hour. Why? You love. Notice the requirement to enter into the zone. Z-O-N-E. And notice if you drop the Z in the word zone, what do you have? You have the word one. Notice the word tone. If you drop the T in the word tone, what do you have? Notice the word stone. Notice all of these words have the word one in them. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because this is extremely important. Your zone establishes your tone. Your tone establishes your zone. Your tone establishes your stone. Now, everybody has stones that we use. That's what we call money. That's what we call health. That's what we call wealth. That's wisdom. And that's what we call a great relationship. So right now, everybody that's listening to me, if you are missing any of those things, it simply means that you're not maintaining the mental disposition of the solution. That means you're not in your zone. Because in order to get into the zone, you got to be in love. You got to be one. Hero Israel, the Lord your God is one. So everything around you is dividing you. That's keeping you from being one. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everything around you is dividing you, including you. That's where it starts. So first place you start is with yourself. There is a mental disposition in yourself. Your thoughts and your feelings are not the same. That's the first place you start. Everybody that's listening to me has to start there. In your brain, you have an ideal. And you love that ideal. But you have fear of implementing that idea. Whatever it is, that's your zone. So everybody has that. We all are battling our internal demons, our internal disposition. Because we all have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. So we have been giving it. How come we don't have it? Because there's something that is separating us from it. What's separating us from it? People, places, and positions. Now, one of those people is yourself. So being in the zone is an intense, undivided focus on one activity. Let me say that again. To get into the zone, we already did the show on the tone. The tone is, now remember, thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Let me say that again. Extremely important. Everybody has thoughts. You got too many of them. That's undivided. Thoughts produce what? Feelings. Now, the universe only responds to feelings or emotions. It doesn't respond to thoughts. So I have a thought, but I only have one thought, so therefore it produces no feelings. Therefore, the universe does not respond. That's the only reason you're in the position that you're in right now. You're not thinking about what you really want to do enough. Now, you're thinking about it, but you're not thinking about it enough. Thoughts produce feelings. What do feelings do? Feelings produce actions. So your thoughts is your zone. Your feelings is your tone. Your actions is your stone. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, I want a lot of stones. And I have a lot of stones. But the stones I got, I need some. It's like I got, you know, let's say I got stones of granite. But I want gold stones. I want gold stones. I want diamond stones. So I got stones. We all have stones. We all take actions. So that means if I got the wrong stones, if I got the wrong actions, that means I got the wrong tone. That means I got the wrong feelings. So if I got the wrong stone, that means I got the wrong tone. If I got the wrong tone, that means I got the wrong zone. And the zone is thoughts. Now, I'm going to replay an interview that I did by happenstance on Friday afternoon for our book club meeting. It started off just with a conversation between me and one of my clients. And what was shared in that was like priceless. It was just an accident. I just forgot to turn off the recording, and I recorded. I had to delete the beginning of it because there was some personal, very, very deep private, and we were sharing each other's names and stuff. So I would delete the first 15 minutes of it. But what I need you to hear is the testimony of a client who wrote down a statement that she wanted $150,000, and that $150,000 is in her bank account today. I need you to hear her words, not mine, of how she has $150,000 in her bank account right now, based off what I shared and what I told her to do, which is also in the book Think and Grow Rich, and also in the book, another book called As a Man Thinketh in His Heart. I got a client of mine also that was not able to get some of my books. And a lot of stuff I do is based upon those two books. And I wanted this client to get my books, but I wasn't able to get them to him. But he was able to get two books. Guess what two books he was able to get? As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, and also Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Both of those books are the foundation of everything that I do in the wealth department. Now, they're not really good for anything else, but they are good for when it comes to, again, understanding these three words. Now, again, you can read my books. You can read those books. You can read the Bible. You can get on your knees. All I want you to do is just get the process down, this three-step process that we are not doing enough. An intense, undivided focus on one activity. The merging of your actions and your awareness. Actions become effortless when you are in the zone. Let me say that again. Right now, people are tired. I know a lot of people that are tired. I know a lot of people that are I'm going to say overworked, or I'm not going to say stressed. I'm just going to say because you're so good at so many things that you've been pulled in a lot of directions. And our ego, again, is okay, but our spirit is not. Our spirit is being vexed because the spirit is doing things that it says is a waste of time. Now, it is a good thing to help other people, unless I get it twisted. It's a good thing, but it may be done at the wrong time because it's done at the expense of your purpose. Now, let me be crystal clear because I don't want anybody to say anything because, you know, I'm not interested in you doing anything physically. I'm interested in, now remember, the universe will automatically solve every problem that you have. All you got to do is one thing. Maintain the mental disposition of the solution. The problem is most people do not know what the solution is. So we maintain the mental disposition of the problem. What does that mean? The client, as you were hearing her testimony, again, I'm editing it right now. Hopefully I have it done today or tomorrow. And then I want everybody, this is a mandatory listen. If you're a member of the Life Management System, and if you do not listen to this message, then, me and you can't be friends. That means you do not respect or cherish or value my counsel. And if that's the case, then I question why you're even here. Not you, but, you know, people you know. This is so important. Because everybody that's a part of the Life Management System is telling me that, Brother Will, I would like to, you know, get results. Whatever those results are for you, I want to move forward in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships. Or I just want to have a better personal relationship with God. Whatever your goal is, that's why you're paying me. That's why you joined the Life Management System. And what this sister shared is the exact same way that I got to the next level in my business. It's the exact same way when I was 8. I got my black ass out of Forsyth, Texas. When my mother died at 13, I've been doing this ever since. I just didn't know what it was until I read the book Think and Grow Rich. And then I read another book called by Wallace Wattles. All of these books were written like in 1800 and some 1900s. Wallace Wattles wrote a book called The Science of Getting Rich. Now, this has nothing to do with money. It has to do with how the law of the universe works. You order when you have a feeling. Let me say this again. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, I pray that your presence would just come forth on every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, and that you would flood them with grace and mercy, that they would understand what you're saying. In the name that is above every name, I bind every demonic spirit, and I loose your power right now. Brothers and sisters, every time you have a feeling, you order that feeling. Every time. You do not have the luxury of having a negative feeling. You do not have that right any longer. This is the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people. Let me say it again. This is the zone. Feelings. Somebody comes along and make you feel bad. You just ordered bad. Do not. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me calm down a minute. You cannot, brothers, and you cannot, sisters, talk to me about negative things. Not that they don't exist. Not that they're not reality. When I say negative, what I mean, this pity party that you are having, not you, but somebody you know. I know life is hard. Bad shit happens to us all. But what do you feel about it? Now, when I played football, I got knocked on my ass. What did I do? I got up, and I waited for the whistle to blow. And we got back for the next play. I just didn't go get up and act out of anger and out of character and run over there and hit the other player and knock him down. And the referee would throw a flag and I get ejected out of the game. When I was young, I used to do that. Then I learned there are rules, brother. There are rules, sister, to the freaking game. Learn the rules of the game. That's all I've been trying to teach. There are rules to this game called life. Number one rule in the game of life, you get what you feel about, not what you think about. If you don't control your feelings, you cannot control your life. The life management system is about controlling emotions. That's why I don't do them. I only do positive ones. Do I have negative ones? Absolutely. What do? I do exactly what the Bible says. I bring them into captivity, and I look at them, and I see, is that the right stone? It is not. If I get a thought to hurt somebody, that thought has nothing to do with being a master teacher. It has nothing to do with uplifting the spirit of humanity. It has nothing to do with establishing life management system around the globe. It has nothing to do with me becoming a millionaire doing what I love. Killing somebody, taking another man's life, has nothing to do with taking me in the direction of my goal. Therefore, I never allow that thought to exist in my brain. The moment it comes in, I replace it with a thought that says wealth. Hell, I don't argue with it. I don't debate. I do not say I do not like. I do not say if you put any energy into it, regardless of if the energy is negative or positive, you're feeding it. Right now, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are reacting. You're having an emotional response to bad shizness. You cannot do that any longer. From today forward, somebody does something to you, bless that individual, Father. I thank you that I am moving in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. And guess who's the biggest culprit? You. I have seen the enemy, and it is us. The enemy is not out there. The enemy is in here. So when your brain tells you you're a worthless piece of blank, you tell your brain that I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of my Father. My Father on the cattle of 1,000 hills. I am a royal priest. You must speak to yourself. Right now, you must merge your actions and your awareness. So that way your actions become effortless. Your senses become heightened. Your immediate measurable results become available immediately. This client manifested $150,000 in a bank account. How do I know? Because I was with her before She got the 150. I've been coaching her and assisting her. $150,000. Now, God is not a respecter of person. If she can get $150,000, how come you can't get $150,000? You're just not in the zone. So what does she do? I told her to do this. I told her to stop being negative. Now, this is one of the most positive people I know. When you hear a voice, you're going to hear a voice, and you probably will know her. You'll know that this is a very positive person. But that little voice in her head was negative. You need to get that demon out your head. There's a voice in your brain that's telling you shit that ain't real. It's real because it's based on reality, but it's not real because it's not based on your mentality. Now, everybody that's a part of the life management system, your mentality is wealth, health, wisdom. Is it not? That's your zone and great relationships. So once your spirit settles down and you feel uninhibited, that's when you get into the zone. The zone establishes your tone. Your tone gives you your stone. Your zone is your thoughts. Your tone is your feelings. Your stone is your actions. That is being in the zone. When time becomes distorted, time slows down. In that moment, you step out of time and you step into eternity. That is the zone. As an athlete, I experienced that on many, many times. I experience it every day. I'm experiencing it right now. I've been talking now for almost an hour, and it seems like 5 minutes. Why? I'm in the zone. Your zone determines your tone. Your tone, the tone in your voice, determines the speed of your choice. That's why stuff, now again, this client manifested $150,000 fast. I'm going to let you listen to it, and you can hear it in her own voice as she explains and she gives her testimony. You're not going to believe this, but you need to believe it because it's real. I know because, again, this is my client. I need you to understand the power of what I do, because it's not what I do. It's inside of what the Bible. God said he honors his word above his own name. Now, this is inside of Napoleon Hill. If you've never read the book Think and Grow Rich, I recommend it. If you've never read the book The Science of Being Rich by Wallace Wattles, I recommend it. If you've never read the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, I recommend it. Now, I have consolidated all of those books into my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Now, I wrote that book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, when I was homeless. My wife was allowing me to sleep in a closet. I had not showered or shaved. Everybody heard this testimony already. For over 30 days. I went into that closet. I refused to come out. I fasted. I did not eat. I only drank water. I prayed for death or destiny. I've been in some dark places. Very dark. I don't even know if y'all understand. So I can spot darkness real easy. That's why, like I said, when I went to Louisiana this weekend, I could sense. And then I found out some hidden codes and some social norms. Something as simple as what the word Cajun means that I never knew. I never knew. That's what I'm saying, man. If you cannot know unless you hook up with somebody that knows. You cannot, these hidden codes and social norms, you cannot get to the next level unless you talk to somebody that's at that level, who reached down and pulls you up to that level. That's what happened to me this weekend when I went to Louisiana. I experienced a culture that I only read about in books. But until you talk to the people that lives in that environment, you have no clue, because they are the only ones that understand the laws and the code that's not written on no damn piece of paper. It is only written in the hearts and the minds of the people that live in that culture. You cannot go into another culture and think you're going to dominate that culture. You will get your ass whooped. Quick. That's what's going on. That's why results are not manifesting in your life. Your zone, I know my zone. I was outside of my zone. I was trying to go into another zone, and there's a viceroy, a ruling disposition, a demon that's waiting to mow you down because he knows you don't know what he knows. But yeah, like you come to my house. Run into my house if you want to. I don't need no gun. I don't need nothing. I know where every knife is at in my house. So if you come into my house, now when I went to Louisiana this weekend, I was a guest in someone else's house. I was in a town that I didn't know my way around. I knew nobody. What if I'd have drove and ended up on the wrong side of town? What if I'd have went into this to my client's house and called myself wanting to, you know, rob or do something evil? I don't know where she got guns or not. Or not now. I know nothing. I don't know when I don't know my way around. That's what we're doing. Spiritually speaking, that's why we're not successful. You have a zone, you have a design that you should know. Now, what if you build a house and you don't even know your way around your own house? Ring, ring. That's the problem. Hello. So I recommend that you know you find, now this is your house, you built it. What is it? Meaning your brain. Do you know your way around your own brain? Get in your zone. Your zone determines your tone. Your tone, the tone in your voice, determines the speed by which your choice arrives. You have no tone because you have no zone. Now, let's make sure that we understand when I say zone, because zone is not something that you go get. It's not something that you buy. When you get into the zone, that simply means that you are taking your mind and you're focusing on your design. That's called the flow. So your zone is where your thoughts and your love meet, your feelings. Now, this is tough because a lot of people tell me that they love stuff that they don't love. Now, let's define love. I'm talking about true agape love. I'm talking about true omnibenevolent love. I'm not talking about this Hollywood, worldly, lustly, fleshly stuff that everybody got. I'm talking about love. When I went to Louisiana this weekend, I saw a person that loves her community. I saw somebody that is in love, not just love, in love. The requirement to be in the zone is you have to be in love. I call it token relationship. Now this is hard, man. This is hard. I know a lot of people that's in relationships, they're not in love. They're not willing to die for their mate. And more importantly, they're not willing to live for their mate. Therefore, you're not in the zone. So when you go up against that ruling disposition in your community, he's going to walk through you like butter. Because he knows your power comes from your position. Your position is the crest and the crisp. That's love. God is love. He did not create it. He is it. So if you're not, there's 225 times the scripture says that you should be in Christ, in love. So the number one requirement to be in the zone, number one, you got to have an in tense. Notice the tense. It's not present tense. It's not past tense. It's not future tense. It is in tense. Number one problem, you're not in tense. Why? You're just doing shizness because somebody says, yeah, or you're just filling a role. You're just a body. They needed somebody to, you know, take tickets. So you said, okay, I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do. I'll be the ticket taker. Are you in love with standing at the gate taking tickets? Okay, you should stop. When you wake up, you should only do toe curling activities. Now, it took you a while to get into this position that you're in. It may take you a little while to get out. But your goal, now remember, stone equals tone, tone equals zone. Actions equals stone, feelings equals tone, thoughts equals zone. So my client told me how she got that $150,000 in her bank account, which I already knew because I told her she had already read the book and she was already light years ahead. That's why it was so easy for her to manifest. All I did was just verify what she already knew. Number one, you're ordering with the wrong emotion. I would like for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to honestly ask yourself this question. How much time do you spend in negative emotions? Honestly, like for real. Now, when I say negative emotion, I mean, how much time do you spend being concerned about your loved ones? How much time do you spend being concerned about your bills? How much time do you spend being concerned about meeting the quota at your job? How much time do you spend being concerned about something? That's a negative emotion. If you are concerned, you order more concern. Right now, you're in the zone. It's just the wrong one. Since you're in the wrong zone, you're establishing the wrong tone, and so you got the wrong stone. You are having thoughts, but they are the wrong thoughts, because your thoughts are based upon the problem. When I went to Louisiana this weekend, I saw a lot of problems. Those problems could produce, and they did, produce a lot of feelings. And those feelings, if manifested or if maintained, will produce a lot of actions, all negative. So what I immediately did was I replaced those thoughts with solutions. And all I saw was prosperity. All I saw was the power of the life management system in that city. And I immediately bound the strong man, the viceroy in that city. And I will continue to pray every day to bind that ruling disposition of that old school network that want to keep the funds of many in the hands of a few. The old Cajun mentality that wants to destroy and limit the promotion and the racial equality of all men, regardless of melanin or not. There is a ruling disposition that wants to segregate and separate with the hopes of annihilate. I know that disposition very well. I've dealt with his kind before. So before anything is done, I must get in my zone to deal with that demon. That disposition is an old disposition. That disposition is based upon this harmonious arrangement. You can go to anywhere on this globe and you can find indigenous people of hue or color that has been segregated to second-class citizens. That's an old disposition. And he, she, it has many dispositions as well. That's their zone. So if I focus on that zone, I just support the zone. Never focus on the problem. You identify the problem once. Just make sure you identify the root of the problem. And if you do not understand the root of this harmonious arrangement, his name is Belfalgar, Asmodeus, and Leviathan. Without overstanding that disposition, you cannot override it with a higher one. And that higher disposition is the Pleroma, it's the Plaru, it's Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. That dog hunts, that destroys the yoke. So that's where you start. You start in the spirit realm. Then you can override the natural realm. Your zone, brother, your zone, sister, like when I went into Louisiana, I could immediately sense that vibe. And it's very, very, very important, my brothers, that everybody listen to the sound of my voice, because in your city, you have that same or a similar viceroy. You may not know the demon's name like I know, because then that's my job. Because again, if you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. I don't recommend you go out spitting out demons' names like I be doing. I just know what the hell I'm doing. I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and all who rise up against me shall fall. I came back home, my dog did something that he's never done last night, and I knew exactly what was going on. Dog started barking and going crazy, ran to the back door and was just barking and barking and barking. Like, what the hell? Why is he? What's in the backyard? And I immediately knew what was going on. Your intense, undivided focus on the activity. What activity? You are a creator. The enemy knows you are a creator. He wants you to create using negative emotion instead of create using love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Think about how many times in a day your thoughts or feelings are negative. Think about the things and the people that come into your life that make you respond or get out of character and yell or scream or say things that you normally wouldn't say. Think about the number of times in a day that you spend addressing negative stuff or correcting bad behavior that takes you away from focusing on positive stuff and building positive behavior. Think. See, in all of the books, you can read them, Think and Grow Rich, The Science of Being Rich, As a Man Thinketh in His Heart, you can read them. They all say one thing. Let me tell you the all three books. The Science of Being Rich by Wallace Wattles was one of the greatest books because in that book, it only uses science, no religion. It talks about God in the form of a substance. He never personifies God the way we do in religion. And in that book, it talks about something that my client talked about when you hear the testimony and something that I understand. God is a creative force. Now, you can put a name on it. You can put a body on it. You can put it inside, say it's Buddha. You can say it's Muhammad. You can say it's Jesus. You can say it's Hare Krishna. You can say whatever. At the end of the day, neither one of us knows because I ain't never seen him, have you? So when I talk about the big G, I talk about the Plaru or the Pleroma because that's the ancient text. That's the fullness of the Godhead. That's all power of God in one, the Pleroma. That's the big G. So the big G does one thing. He's omnibenevolent. He's always creative. The big G. So you have the same attributes and characteristics because the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So since you are creating every day, all you do is create. But you just don't know it. And the way that you create is with your thoughts. And your thoughts, they create intense emotion that we call feelings. And those feelings move your hands and your feet where you open your mouth and you yell at somebody. Or you take your hands and you want to put your hands on somebody's throat. Or you go in your back pocket and your back pocket or your purse and you take out dollars to give to a homeless man. Your thoughts create some feeling that causes you to take an action. That's what all those books say. That's what all my books. I got 50 books. They all say the same thing. You are a creator. You just don't know how to create. Not you, but people you know. My job is to teach you how to create positively instead of negatively. How do you do that? Do not give yourself the luxury of a negative thought. That's your only job. You got one job, and it's going to take you from now until Yahushua comes back. Because every day, everybody comes into your life to do one thing and one thing only. To get you to feel bad. And most people, they don't even got, you know, the devil, like I said, he ain't even at your house, homie. It's you. You are telling yourself that. Who do you think I've been fighting for 50 plus years? There was no devils and no demons. It was just me, myself, and I. All three of us. Because we weren't on the same page. So what is your job, brothers and sisters? To get into your zone. How do you get into your zone? To get into your zone, you need to focus your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, especially your imagination, because your image that is combined with your feeling produces action, guaranteed, 100% of the time. That's what the book Think and Grow Rich says. Think and grow. Don't think, don't grow. So you are a thought inspector. So what do we do, brother? Where do we walk around all day and write down our thoughts? You control them. How do we control our thoughts, brother Will? Same way I do. I force my brain to think on stuff. I don't just allow my brain just to just go around and do its own thinking. It's just like letting my computer operate by itself. My brain has an operating system. Does yours? Does your brain have an operating system? So my question to you is, what is your operating system? Now, I have a Microsoft computer, and it has a Microsoft operating system. So the program that runs my computer is Microsoft. What program is running your computer called your brain? Let me let that marinate. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice today, you should write your operating statement. Now, you've seen mine. It's on a poster board that I have. I got to go get it back out. I have it memorized. That my operating statement. Now, inside of the book that everybody has, The Eagles Club, that's my blueprint. That's my business blueprint that I wrote almost 20 years ago. And on the first page of that is a scripture that says Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice is tired, that you're tired, you're not in your zone. Devil's wearing you out. That's his job. He wants to wear your ass out so that way you have no energy left to do what you're designed by God to do. Notice that you are renewed. So the more energy you put in, the more you get out. So inside of this book, anybody for any strange reason that's a part of the life management system that don't have this book, The Eagles Club, you need to email me today so I can email it to you today. Because I need you to go and I need you to read inside of this book my operating statement. And I need you to write your operating statement today. I need you to write it down on a piece of paper, read it. Now, you can throw the paper once. You can throw it away after you read it. But Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now, this is your zone. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Now, on page 9 of this book that I wrote 20 years ago, it says this. The first step of the transformation process is the writing of the business plan based upon Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. In the King James Version of the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain up on tablets, that they that read it may run. What you are going to hear, when I played the interview from Sister Kiawaka, as she gave her testimony, she wrote down the exact amount. Now, I told you this, the woman that I'm married to right now, the job I'm doing right now, the house I'm living in right now, the car I'm driving right now, the new car I'm getting ready to get here, everything that I have in my life, I did this process. And everything that I'm going, I have written down right on front of my board. I'm looking at it right now. 200 people at 5K equals 1 million. That will manifest in my life. You are going to be witnesses to it. Remember I told you that. Remember I told you on May the 28th, of 2018, Brother Will said he would be a millionaire doing what he loved. Remember, I told you that. Because I'm gonna remind you. Because I'm making over $100,000, and I started with the same process. You must do this. This is not an option. If you are a member of the life management system, you must do this if you want to call yourself my friend. Otherwise, me and you, we can't be friends. Because you're violating universal law. And again, I love you, but I don't love you more than I love God or myself. I'm not going to disrespect. I'm not going to allow nobody to disrespect me no more. Now, again, I used to be young, dumb, and stupid. This is next level. Now, remember, when you say this, don't say this unless you mean it. Because what's going to happen, people are going to leave you. People are going to drop off your life quick. Why? Because they're not willing to go. A lot of people say they want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in great relationships. But when you tell them how, they would rather stay where they're at. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. That's why I've been saying this. I just talked to, two clients that relationships probably is on the verge of, being over. I've begged, if you are married and you listening to my shows, your husband or your wife should be listening also. If you do not, again, I'm not trying to stay negative. I'm just keeping it real. handwriting's on the wall. Guaranteed. I guarantee you, handwriting's on the wall. Now, if you share with your mate and they can pick up nuggets and they understand, that might work. It's better if they listen for themselves. Why? Habakkuk 2:2. Remember, God honors his word above his name. You got the name, but I got the word. He says in Habakkuk 2:2, if you do this, you will have strength to run all day, every day. You will never get tired. People ask me all the time, man, I'm getting ready to hang up right now. And if the gym ain't open, I'm getting ready to go run. Then I'm going to come back and work on the deal, getting the report. Then I go hang out and see what my wife does. Then I'm going to help my daughter, and my daughter's moving back. I'm going to be going all day today. Like I did. I drove 6 hours, turned around and drove 6 hours back to do what? Just to visit a client. And I'll do it again. And we'll be doing it again. Energy is not an issue. If you have energy. If you got the energy, you got energy. If you have no energy, you have no energy. If you ain't got no E-N-E-R-G-Y, it's because you have no I-N-N-E-R-G. Get the energy. What's that? That's the zone. The zone establishes the tone. The tone brings you the stone. Well, how do we do that, Brother Will? Take the vision. What vision, Brother Will? The vision is your dear Kinnear. Focus energy delivered with enthusiasm and compassion. Now, in this book, let me go over to my operating statement as we bring the message to. Because I scheduled today's message for an hour and a half because I knew I was going to go long because this is an important message. In my book, I wrote down that I wrote this down 20 years ago, and I'm doing it today. I'm here to uplift the spirits and the consciousness of humanity by replacing error with truth through the teaching of the word of God and quantum physics didactically. That is on page 12 of the book Eagles Club, which is my business blueprint that I published so that way all the naysayers who say, well, Brother Will just an overnight success, he just showed up. Now, Negro, I got this published and I wrote this down. It took me a long time to get here, and I'm here to freaking stay. Because I understand the system, I understand the process, I understand the universal law that overrides the hermetic laws. What is the universe? There's only one universal law. Let me go back to the beginning of the book. This is the only law that you need to understand. All the other laws pale in comparison to this one law. This is the law of getting in the zone. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now, the New Testament says, when they ask Jesus, I think it's in the book of Matthew, this is the sum total of the entire gospel. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The second commandment is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. That's the only thing you need to know. I have that inside of my book, The Standard. That's the standard I live by. Now, you can learn the Ten Commandments. You can learn the 72 names of God. You can learn the whatever, seven hermetic laws. You can talk about universal principles. You can learn all that shit. That's great stuff. But it's a terrible thing, my brother. It is a terrible thing when your wisdom brings you no profit. I know. I didn't read about it in the book. I wrote the book, and I had no profit. This year is the first year that I destroyed that demon of poverty. How? Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the conclusion. This is the end. The secret to life is write down your end goal. What is mine? $1 million. That's the end. And then you back up and begin. See, everybody can write down the goal. Very few people can back up and begin pursuing the goal. How do you do that? Write the vision on a piece of paper. Make it plain so that those that read it can run with it. Don't let everybody read your vision. Why am I reading it to you? Because I've already accomplished it. Now, I'm recruiting other people to accomplish their vision while fulfilling my vision. So I'm going to have life management systems all over the country doing what? Doing the word of God, establishing the kingdom of earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? on earth as it is in heaven. Everybody trying to go to heaven. I'm already there, brother. I brought heaven down. Chim. How you do that, Brother Will? Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and he said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tablets. See, a lot of people got visions, but they're not plain. My vision is very simple. Uplift the spirit of humanity. How? Replacing error with truth. How? Didactic teaching. How? Etymology. How? Step by step revealing of what words actually mean. Because words establishes worlds. What's your vision? And can you tell me why or how seven times? If you got a vision and you can't tell me, I can't ask you why you're doing that seven times and you can't give me an answer quickly, that's not your vision. Take the vision, write it down, make it plain up on tablets. That's what old girl did. She took down and she said, hey, you know, I want 150K. She wrote down on a piece of paper. And guess what she did? She wrote it down. Walked away. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. Write your goal down. I got mine written down. 200 at 5K, 1 mil. And what do? I wrote it down, and I became intense. How? Why? And what? I became intense about attaching myself to the role, being a character in the play that takes me in the direction of my goal. Attached to the role that take you in the direction of your goal. Right now, I guarantee you, if I come to your house, you are attached to the role, it ain't taking you in the direction of your goal. You told me your goal, when I examine your role, it ain't taking you in the direction of your goal. You got the goal, but you need to back up and then examine your role. Are you doing activities that are taking you in the direction of your goal with intensity? Are you intensely doing the activities only that's taking the direction of your goal? Oh, you're doing a lot of activities. I know. I'm doing them too. But I'm cutting all those activities. How? By focusing on my role. I don't have to do nothing. Just focus on my role. My life is getting ready to make a 180-degree turn here in the next 3 to 5 days. Guaranteed. Why? Focusing on the role. And after that, it's going to do it again. And again. And again. As I get closer and closer. Because again, millionaires do things differently from people who make $100,000 a year. So what is the goal? Then you need to attach to the role. That's the zone. The zone is the role that you are playing that establishes the tone that takes you to the stone. So you got this beautiful diamond necklace or this diamond stone, but you need to establish what? Your operating state. Let's define an operating state. Now, this was, we all went through this in module one of the Clarinomics program. You guys remember? As we went through module one and we was breaking all of this down. For those who do not remember, inside of this book, which everybody has, I asked you to write down, I think it was seven statements. Number one, dream statement. Now, we're going to get to the operating, but I need you to understand, because you really, you should already have all this done. If you are a member of the life management system for more than 30 days, well, let's rephrase that, more than about 90 days, you should have this, because that takes about how long it takes to get through module one and module two. So you should already have this written down on stone, piece of paper. Number one, your dream state. What is the dream state? The dream state is what I dream about every day. Everybody should write that down. What do you dream about every day? What's your dream? Well, let me tell you mine. My dream is that the intensity of my love is so powerful that demons can't be in my presence, real or imaginary. My dream is the power and the intensity in my relationship is so powerful that if Halle Berry walked past me buck naked, it would have no effect. My dream is that the amount of wealth that I have in my bank account is so powerful that I can change culture and override the dominant culture in this harmonious arrangement. I can change an entire community. Me. I don't need no damn investors. I don't need to go talk to no freaking board. I can go in my pocket and write out a damn check and buy a whole freaking community and put some infrastructure and put some jobs that hire some people and teach men how to be men. That's my dream. My dream is when I'm 75 and 80, exactly the way I look right now, exactly what I'm doing right now, that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm 80. I ain't gonna be walking in no damn wheelchair. My eyesight will be just like it is right now. I'm doing shit today to establish that dream. That's my dream. What's your dream? What do you dream about every freaking day? Not once a week. Not every once in a while when you watch a movie that makes you feel some. What do you dream about every day, brother? What do you dream about every day? What is your dream? If that's not written down, you're still playing church. You need a dream statement. And when you read that dream statement, you should feel exactly what I feel. There should be something going on in your body when your dream statement, when you say that dream statement, it should make your bones curl. Your blood should curdle when you say your dream statement. You should be so excited. You should be so motivated. You should be so pumped that when you say your dream statement, you should be freaking overwhelmed with emotion. You should be so emotional, positively, because your dream. If you ain't got no dream statement like that, you don't got a dream. Number two is your mission statement. Your mission statement is, what are you being? Who are you being that allows you to accomplish that dream? Who am I being? I am being a multimillionaire. That's just where I started. I'm going a little bit higher than that. That's my mission. My mission statement is, who am I being? That's my mental disposition. Who am I being? My mindset. What am I doing? What am I having? That's my mission statement. My mission statement is, what is my zone? My mission statement is, what is my zone that establishes my tone that will bring me my stone? That's my dream. So my mission statement is what I'm going to be being, my mindset. My mission statement is what activities I'm going to be doing. And my mission statement is what stuff I'm going to be having. Do you have that written down? That's your mission. After you write down your mission statement, you got to write your purpose statement. Your purpose statement is why. Why do I have that dream? Why am I being that stuff? Why? And you should write that down 7 times. Your purpose statement is the reason why. The reason why you have that mission and the reason why you have that dream. Can you tell me why? Well, I can tell you why. Because I watched my mother being murdered. She starved herself to death and died looking in a rocking chair. That's why I'm replacing error with freaking truth. Why you do what you do? Why? Why you get up this morning, man? Why'd you get up? Why are you breathing God's green air? Why? Can you tell me why? Can you look me in the eye and tell me why? Vision statement is next. Vision statement is the mental picture that you see now that has some freaking intensity. What do you see now? What's your vision, brother? What's your vision, sister? The vision is the mental picture. See, I got a mental picture. When I close my eyes, I can see life management centers. I can see myself on a stage in front of 100,000 people. I can see myself writing and signing books. I can see myself flying in my corporate jet. I can see myself sitting on the beach in the Bahamas sipping pina coladas. I can see. Can you? When you close your eyes, what do you see? What do you see, brother? What do you see? That's your vision. Your vision statement is what you see. Your vision is eternal. It's outside of time. After the vision statement is your goals statement. The goal statement is the facts, the when and the where. What is my goal? First goal. Remember, I already reached the first one. I'm working on the second one. Got that one. Now the third one. That's the next. That's the fact. What's the fact? I've broken it down. I just didn't say I want to be a millionaire. I broke down the number of people that it takes. I broke down the amount. I broke down the hours. I divided it by the number of days. I know that every day and every month, I need to bring in X amount of people into the life management system in order to reach my goal. Have you broke down your system? Have you broke down your goal to a step-by-step process? That's your goal statement. The goal statement is the when, the where, the how that you're going to fulfill your dream. That's the goal statement. Then we have the objective. The objective statement is the strategy or the plan. My plan is one, leverage. Leverage is the coverage. So in order for me to do everything I'm saying, what I'm going to do, I'm going to love everybody. When I wrote this down 20 years ago, people laughed at me. Your marketing statement is you're going to love people, brother? So you're going to get them to join your system? Yeah, I do no more. I do no advertising. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, how'd you find me? The universe brought you to me, man. Metaphysical marketing. That's called Clarinomics. When I wrote this down, that was my plan. People who read my business report says, oh, that dog don't hunt, brother. And then I read them. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. Thus the life more abundantly management system. Next is the action statement. So I got all of this stuff written down, and it's great, but yeah, faith without works is dead. Your action statement is you need to write down what you're going to do. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Dear Canary reports. I'm going to do one-on-ones. I'm going to do shows. What am I doing that allows, that's the result of what of who I am being that's going to give me what I am having? That's the action statement. And next, my brothers and my sisters, is the operating statement. And let's close with this. This is the operating statement. Your operating statement is the state of daily operation. Emphasis on the word daily. I would break that down to hourly. I would break that down to minute. And if you want deeper, second. Every second of the day, how are you operating? What is your operating statement? What is your operating statement, my brothers? What is your operating statement? Well, let me read mine. Mine is Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark, I have this inside of my book 20 years ago. This is my operating state. Every day, this is what I focus on. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And with all that strength, this is the first commandment. The second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Mark 12, 30, 31. Every day I wake up, I think about love. I want to be intense. I want to be the guy that said that, yeah, that dude, man, he's a little crazy. But one thing I got to give that brother is intense. He loves what he's being, who he's being, and he loves what he's doing, and he's loved what he's having. That's what I want to wrote on my tombstone. Here lies the fool that was an intense in who he was and what he did and what he had. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. That's why, that's my operating state, because it never fails. So my operating state never fails, brothers and sisters. And I need you to understand that you need to get the same one or one that's better than mine. Mine, again, is based upon the word, because God honors his word above his name. And then I got the competitive statement, responsibility statement, all the other statements. But again, the most important one, or one of the most important ones, is your operating statement. Your operating statement is every day you have a certain disposition in your brain. You draw that to you. As you will hear later on today or tomorrow, my client, she did not just say and just think about $150,000. Like, I don't think about the $1 million. I think about who I am being
what I am doing in order for me to be having $1 million. Who do I need to be? I need to be a person who's replacing error with truth. I need to be a person who can uplift the spirits of humanity. I need to be a person who has so much love that when I go to a city, that viceroy does the same thing to me that he did to Jesus. Why have you come to torment us before our time? See, demons, they saw him afar off. Do demons shake when they see you coming? Or are demons comfortable with hanging out with you? Demons are not comfortable with hanging out with me. They shouldn't be comfortable with hanging out with you. Brothers and sisters, it's time for you to get in your zone. Because your zone determines your tone. And your tone will lead you to your stone. That's just another way of saying that your zone is your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts determines your tone. Your tone is another word for feelings. Your thoughts determine how you feel. Your thoughts. But somebody else is giving you their thoughts. And somebody else's thoughts is overriding your thoughts. You need to tell that person to keep their own thoughts. Now, you got to tell them because the other person is probably you. So you need to have this dialogue with yourself, and you need to tell yourself, self, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Meaning, we're going to be wealthy. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be wise. We're going to be in a great relationship. You just make the statement, and then you drop the mic, and you actually stage left. How to fulfill the statement is to show up in your life. Guaranteed. The sister just wrote down 150. She didn't know how, and bam, it showed up. Everything I wrote down, I didn't know how. You don't need to know how. The how will find you. You just write down the what. Write down what curls your toes. Just don't write down shizness because it's easy to obtain. Okay, I want a job at McDonald's making $12 an hour because there's McDonald's everywhere. Everybody can work at McDonald's. Now, bro, write down something that fits your design. Don't minimize your design. Understand that your design allows you to shine. Understand that your design, your dear Kinnear, creates your reality. No dear Kinnear, no reality. No reality, bad mentality. Establish your mentality that's based on your design. That's the same thing as saying get in the zone. Once you get in the zone, all of a sudden you got energy. Why? You got feelings. Because you're excited. Why are you excited? Because you got a goal. Why you got a goal? You got a goal because you're going somewhere. Why are you going somewhere? Because you made an image and likeness of your creator. Why you made an image and likeness of your creator? Because you're a co-creator with the creator, and the creator is expressing himself as you, in you, through you. Therefore, you are creating right now. You're just creating either negatively or you're creating positive. I recommend you be aware of your creating, and you create on purpose, not on time. Get out of time. Step into purpose. My brothers, my sisters, I'm your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master 33. God bless you. His name is the Plaru. His name is the Pleroma. He's the fullness of the Godhead. All things exist inside of him. Nothing that was made was not made, except it was made by him. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the Plaru. And the Ruach and the Pneuma will lead you and guide you in all truth. It will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never writing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So
tell me how the hell you supposed to make advance. Advance, make advance, make advance. Advances, make advance, make advance. Advances, make advance, make advance. Advance, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, yeah. That's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like I'm Goku. When I'm flying through the atmosphere, I'm about to clear everybody out of here. Can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so